Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth on this 14th day of April, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse, and we are making our way through the Psalms. And as I began today's podcast, I felt prompted by the Lord to just speak to one of you who's out there listening who has been contemplating or ruminating about suicide. And I just want to let you know God sees you. He knows the pain that you're walking through, and He loves you. And we need you on this earth. You are only going to reach very specific people. There's a U-shaped hole in this world that only you can fill. So please keep walking out your journey. Take the next step, reach out for help, and know that your Lord sees you because He prompted me to say this very specifically to you today. So rest in that. You are seen, my friend. All right, we are in Psalm 26. This is a Psalm of David in the NIV, New International Version, and this is what it says. Vindicate me, Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord and have not faltered. Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind. For I have always been mindful of your unfailing love and have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. I do not sit with the deceitful, nor do I associate with hypocrites. I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go about your altar, O Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with those who are bloodthirsty, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes. I lead a blameless life. Deliver me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground. In the great congregation, I will praise the Lord. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I do pray for my friend today that their feet would be on that level ground, the level ground of knowing that you love them. And I just am so grateful for this Psalm of David. He talks about his innocence and his longing for you. And I pray that we would have that same kind of innocence, of longing to do what is right, to rely on your faithfulness, and to always be mindful of your unfailing love. Lord, I confess that I'm not always mindful of your unfailing love. I can just kind of go off on rabbit trails and forget about your love for me. Help me to remember that. And Lord, these middle verses, verses 4-7, are really good pieces of wisdom for those of us who don't know what to do with a wicked person. And maybe they're in our family, or maybe they're in our friend's circle. And your word is really clear, and it's clear here, and it's clear in other places in the New Testament. It says, don't even eat with such a person like this. David said he didn't sit with the deceitful or associate with hypocrites. So Lord, open our eyes to those relationships in our life that we need to walk away from. And that's not easy. And we need your help, and we need your spirit to discern when we need to do that. And we need your spirit to help us mourn as we walk away from people who are not good for us. Lord, help us to love the house where you live. And as I say that, I just have to say, you know, now as New Testament Christians, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so when we say, Lord, I love the house where you live, we are saying, Lord, we love our bodies. We love the place that you dwell, which means we have to learn to love ourselves and our bodies. And Lord, that is excruciatingly hard for me. I have a very hard time with looking in the mirror and saying, I love you. In fact, it's hard for me to stumble over right now. And so, Lord, if I'm struggling with that, my hunch is that other people struggle with this as well. So I pray today that you would bring breakthrough. You'd give us the ability to say, Lord, I love the house where you live. I love the body that you have given me. It is a gift that you gave me, and I love you for creating it. We are the place where your glory dwells. What a miraculous promise that is. So Lord, we pray for that right now, that you would just transform the way we think about our bodies, that this is where your glory dwells. Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for just loving us and creating us and creating us to do good things that you have prepared beforehand for us to walk into. And so thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you that you understand that we are weak. You understand what we struggle with, and yet you still pursue us and you still love us. I pray all this in Jesus' beautiful name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I appreciate you, and my heart is going out to you, especially those of you who struggle like me with body image and thanking God for your body. We are in this together, and perhaps today will be a better day where we really, really thank the Lord for what He's given us.